We've introduced a minimum income guarantee, which guarantees pensioners, and we had to divert aid to, first of all, to the poorest pensioners. That's £78 a week. But the main thing we've done for pensioners is things like, plus the reduction in VAT on fuel, and this time a pretty substantial increase of £5 in pensions. Now, it's my aspiration, and I think the Liberals would agree here, to tie the pension back to earnings. That's my personal aspiration. The party hasn't committed itself to that. But I think we do need to tie it back to earnings so that pensioners' incomes increase with the standard of living.
But there's no possibility of your party taking that on. I mean, you're speaking there as Maverick MP.
We have increased it well above earnings this time. And if we carry on with that, it sets the precedent. But the party introduced the earnings tie in the 1970s. It was the Conservatives that abolished it.
The link with earnings as opposed to retail price index is something which all the pensioners groups are pressing for most energetically,
right, too.
And it would be very expensive.
Actually devoted more to pensioners than they would have got had we increased them with earnings. But the first priority had to be to deal with the poverty of the poorest section of pensioners. We've done that with the minimum incomes guarantee.